everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 10, entitled New Best Friend. This is our instant cast. We just finished watching. Gary, what are your thoughts?
I thought it was an all right episode. It wasn't my favorite, but it wasn't the worst. I thought I'd be a little more excited now that we see the new group. We see Jadis. But the episode was still it was still kind of boring to me. That's contradiction. Boring, it's all right. It wasn't the best, it wasn't the worst. It was decent.
Yeah. I actually enjoyed the episode until maybe those last 10 minutes. Like, I know last week they went over maybe 10, 15 minutes. And then this week they went over about 5 minutes. And I did not think, oh, well, okay, this is what I thought. I thought when a show goes over, it's because something badass is about to happen.
Right.
So then when it ended, I was like, why was it over 5 minutes? Like, you broke protocol of going over. You only go over if something cool is going to happen, not to give us 5 minutes of just storyline.
Right.
You but go I over
if you're
going to
leave us on a cliffhanger.
Yes, you're leaving us on a cliffhanger. Excuse me. Yeah, exactly. But I did enjoy the episode for the most part. Towards the end, I think kind of once Rick and them left, got free from the people, and Rick fought the Walker, which I thought was a pretty cool scene. I love that scene. But other than that, I did enjoy the episode. Like, actually watching it, I was like, oh, I'm enjoying this episode. And I keep doing all these predictions in my head. Like, Tara's going to have to tell him about now Oceanside. And, you know, Richard's going to sacrifice someone. He was going to sacrifice Carol. And now that he knows he can't because Daryl will kill him, even if she... What did he say? He said, even if she gets...
Did he say taken by a Walker?
No, I think... Yeah, well, he said bit by Walker... Hit by lightning, struck by lightning.
Catch a fever.
Yeah. If anything happens.
Just things out of Richard's control.
Yeah. Anything. It doesn't matter. At this point, you are going to be responsible for her death. So,
well, that's why I'm kind of in the middle with this one. Because there were some good scenes, but then there were scenes I just didn't like. I didn't care too much for. Like, you say you liked him fighting the Walker.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care too much for that scene.
What? That was so scary. Even when they threw the rope, I jumped because I was like, oh no, it's another one. Like, I you know, The Walking Dead's not scary, but I actually jumped because I thought they were like, okay, you killed one, here goes another. And I got Hunger Games vibes, and I saw someone else tweet like, man, was this The Walking Dead or Hunger Games? And I did get Hunger Games vibes, so I kind of like that.
Yeah, I just didn't like how he killed the Walker.
Well, because it didn't show it.
Well, I mean, not just the killing or the cutting off the head. I mean, just the whole fight in general. You know how he picked up a keyboard, hit the Walker upside the head with the keyboard?
I mean, he was working with what he had. And I like that scene. Even Michonne encouraging him, telling him what to do. Like, I hope he doesn't think he got this win on his own. Because at the same time, like, when he won afterwards, he's like, you see what we can do? And I'm like, dude, don't act like you just figured out how to kill that Walker on your own.
He pushed a couple of trash bags to the side and a couple of sofa pillows.
It does not matter. It does not matter. He killed the Walker.
It just wasn't, oh, I was about to use that, my famous realistic. But yeah. It just wasn't realistic to me. You know, only thing he fell on the Walker was sofa cushions, a couple of trash bags. And I don't know. I just didn't care too much for that scene.
I like that scene. And if we're going to go realistic, yes. Like, how old is that Walker? How did the Walker get all that stuff on him? Why wasn't the Walker deteriorating a little bit more? There are some of those questions. But if you start questioning that, you don't have to question everything on The Walking Dead. So just sometimes it's good to ignore certain stuff and just go with it. Now, I'll tell you what I can't ignore, and that's Rosita's attitude. I'm so tired of her. I'm so tired of her. Like, she has attitude with everyone, even if she's in the wrong. She's one of those people that cuss people out, but it's like, no, you're in the wrong. How are you mad? You know?
She's getting bitter by the day.
I'll just go on my own. Go. Okay, isn't that what got Denise killed? When you talking about, I'm going to go this way. Remember when Denise got killed? I'm going to go around this way. Like, calm your butt down. You went on your own when you got the bullet. What happened then? Eugene got taken. You gone on your own several times.
Not only did Eugene get taken, She got, what's her name?
Kill. Oh, yeah, Olivia Kill. Olivia. You're absolutely right. It's just Rosita's getting on my nerves. And she had the nerves to tell Tara grow up. If I was Tara, I would have cussed her out so good. But Tara didn't. Tara didn't cuss her out. But the whole time I was thinking, what? Like, she, I don't know. I don't know what they're setting up for Rosita's character. I don't know if this is almost the end of the Rosita life. Or if she's going to be a casualty of this war.
She might be.
Because she's just so bitter and angry right now. And I understand they all have lost something, but... And Rick, you know, Rick has gone through it, too.
Well, hers a little more deeper. Like she said, we're not losing again. We will win. You know, she not only lost a lot of people, she lost her man in a zombie apocalypse. I know, yeah. We discussed this before, but how do you not keep a man in a zombie apocalypse?
In a zombie apocalypse.
So she have to be a little more bitter than everyone else. Just a little bit.
You know what? I could see if she was self-conscious. Rosita's a very, very pretty lady.
Let me take that back, because a lot of people lost their man in a zombie apocalypse, but she lost her man to another woman.
Yeah. But you know what? He's dead now. So it's like, move on. Like, I don't know. I'm tired of that Rosita attitude. I can tell you that much. But going back to Richard. So since Richard now cannot sacrifice Carol, and we know what his intentions are, sacrifice someone that Ezekiel cares about.
Right.
I promise you, Benjamin's next.
You think it's going to be Benjamin?
I know it's going to be Benjamin. They're setting it up. They're so heavy-handed with the stuff. So they're very heavy-handed with everything.
It might be a little tough. Benjamin's fighting skills are improving.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, you saw the sweep he did?
Actually, that scene happened so fast. When the savior guy told the other savior guy, like, I forgot his name.
Get off the ground.
Yeah, he's like, get off the ground. I'm like, how did he get on the ground? Like, I don't know. That scene went by so fast.
Yeah, Benjamin was quick with it.
And Morgan,
sweet with the stick.
Yeah, and Morgan trying to reason with them, like, "Hey, that stick means a lot to me." Like, do you think they care? They do not care about that. They don't care about you.
In fact, that made them want it more.
Like, yeah, this means a lot to you.
Okay.
Yeah, you better off had said nothing, and maybe the stick would have got dropped. Like, come on, right, you know, you probably would have dropped the stick. Like, what do I got this in my hand? Dropped it and left it there.
I got a gun. I don't need this.
Yeah, but the fact that you actually said something is what made that. Because they're petty, obviously.
Very petty.
And actually, I thought they were gonna kill Benjamin in this scene. Because when the guy's like, "Hey, you know, we can't keep doing this." Oh, but no, he was like, "You know who the first one's gonna go is Richard." But somehow it still got nervous there that someone was going to get killed in that scene.
Well, it seems like every altercation they go through is with Richard. But I don't think it's any fault of Richard. He didn't start it from the get-go.
He kind of started this episode. He ran his mouth. I mean, was it worth getting hit? No, but he ran his mouth.
You have to understand that these are still men.
Okay, you can be a man all you want, and you can be dead then in the zombie apocalypse if you're trying to keep your manhood and your ego up.
Well, let me take that back. Now, man, these are still grown-ups.
That's a part of being a grown-up. It's shutting your mouth when you need to shut your mouth.
But, you know, that's not possible.
What? How is it not possible?
I mean, it's possible, but, you know, people don't abide by that.
Yeah, and you got to know what's worth it. Is it worth it in the end? Keeping your emotions under control. We've seen Rick has a problem with it, and Richard. When Richard gave his gun... All he did was give his gun. It's like he had to just have to say something.
But what you're saying, it's easier said than done.
Man, I'll talk shit about them later on the way home.
Your job's been on the line before and you still talk shit.
Maybe, but my job's been on the line, but not my life. Has anyone had a gun to my face? God, thank God this hasn't happened.
It's the same thing, livelihood.
No, if someone has a gun to my face and, you know, I don't give it to
all
them.
All I'm saying is that we have to agree to disagree. When emotions get involved and you're speaking to someone... In a manner that, okay, we've done everything you want us to do, and this is how you talk to me? You know, here, this is your stuff. Can you just take it and leave?
But that's not what Richard said. Richard called him like a punk or a pussy or something. I don't know. Richard said something to him when he took the gun.
After he took the gun. That's what I'm saying. The whole scene was provoked by the savior.
Okay, yeah. So you're saying the savior asked for the gun first, which is what provoked Richard to actually say something bad.
Right.
Okay.
This one, in fact, he shouldn't hold a gun anymore. He shouldn't have a gun. We don't want him to have a gun anymore. Like, hold up now. We're already providing a service for you, which that's what they're doing. They're providing a service for free. Because, I mean, they're not really getting protection out of this. All they're doing is handing over food and everything. Handing over food and supplies. But we're already doing what you want us to do. And now you're still going to punk me.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could see it that way, but they decided to be slaves to the saviors, and that's just a part of their terms. You know, that's Rick. They've said some mean, cruel stuff to Rick, and I'm having a blank here, but remember when Negan said to Rick something about his dick and you just thanked me for it or something?
Right.
And did Rick say anything? No, he gritted his teeth and he let it go.
But that's a big difference. The thing is, Rick's been through more. But at first, Rick was talking a lot of mess until Glenn and Abraham got killed. And remember, after that, Rick still had attitude. Up until Negan was about to make him cut his son's arm off.
Yeah.
So Rick has seen more than Richard. Richard hasn't been through all that yet.
Right.
So right now, to Richard, they're still just full of talk.
What'd you think about Daryl lying to Carol at the end?
I didn't like it at all. You're trying to build your army up. You're trying to get people. And who's better to have on your team than Carol? You're trying to save her for right now, but what's going to happen when she find out? It's going to be worse. Like, they've been dead this whole time, and I've been going about life.
Right. I understood him wanting to spare her feelings, but now is not a time for where they could spare people's feelings or let someone sit this one out. They need Carol. So if he told her the truth, to me, she deserves the truth. And at least she can decide, okay, like, that's it. See, I can't get involved. I don't want anyone else to get killed. I can't see any of my other friends get killed. Now, if she said, okay, I'm all in, then that's her decision to make.
Right.
But for this to go down, or her to end up being a casualty because she doesn't even know the full extent of the saviors and what they're capable of, I mean, she might just think, oh, they're guys that just take the food and that's it. Like, because remember, that's what he told her. He's like, yeah, we have a deal just like the kingdom does. And to me, I don't even know how she believed that with just him saying that. Like, come on, she should know her group better. Oh, okay, our group just gives food away to these saviors? Yeah, right. Like, to me, I don't see how she believed it, because it would have something more serious would have to happen for Rick and crew just to bow down and start giving people half their food or give them food just because they're a little scared.
Right.
So I don't even see how she didn't question that. Like, wait, what do you mean?
Question him saying that he took out the saviors, and then in the same sentence, saying,
we have a deal
with him.
Yeah.
So which one is it?
Did you take him out, or did you have a deal with him? Maybe he meant, yeah, we took that part out, but we still have a deal. But either way, it still doesn't, like, it begs several questions. She knows she was there when they took him out, right? Remember, because her and
right.
Maggie got captured. Knowing that Ezekiel gives him food.
Well, she didn't know.
Well, he just told her. Ezekiel gives him food, and that Rick and them give him food.
But I'm saying that she didn't know until he said we had the same deal. She probably don't know what he's talking about.
Oh. You don't think she knew before then?
No. Because when they showed Morgan, they told Morgan not to say nothing to anybody. People don't know about it.
Right. Well, then that also begs the question, what deal? Like, why aren't you asking some questions?
Right.
Unless she doesn't want to know the truth. She don't want to ask no questions. She don't want to know more than what
she's in her bubble right now.
Right.
She's going to always have those questions. If I was there, would this have gone down like this? Could I have saved my people? Or am I the cause of this? Because remember, she took a couple of them out on the road.
That's true. I forgot about that. That is true. Well, we said that back then. Like, remember when they were like, we were on our way to you guys right now. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of questions as far as Carol's actions or her lack of actions. Not that she's to blame anyways, but I think he still should have told her, because that would have been her decision. She might not have done anything, or she might have been all for us. Like, or she might have been able to be the one to convince Ezekiel. Daryl knows that Ezekiel cares for her because Richard told him. So if you want Ezekiel to get involved, hey, go have Carol convince him. I don't know.
I agree with you. So how do you think Rick's going to get the guns?
It's clear that Tara's going to have to go back to Oceanside. Now, either she'll do it alone. Okay, here's my prediction. She's going to try to do it alone to keep it on the low. What's her name? Rosita's nosy butt is going to follow her. She's almost going to mess it up for the whole entire thing. But they're going to get some of the guns. And I think that little girl that was the one that helped Tara escape is going to say, hey, let me help you. I want to be part of it. And she's going to help out. And then maybe with the little girl saying, hey, I'm going to help out, all the other women be like, yeah, let's do this. Like, let's do this and help out.
They need revenge.
Or just not to live in fear anymore.
Come out of hiding.
Yeah. All right, that does it for our Instant Cast. We will be back Tuesday night with our full recap. Hit us up if you have feedback, comments, questions, concerns, dead@theverdictsin.com or on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/verdictsin, and we'll discuss your feedback on the podcast. Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Bye.